Have you used AI at all? Perhaps your school professor, your college professor is using AI. We've got a little problem right now. As a matter of fact, my daughter, online college, had to write a speech flagged for plagiarism because she started with, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen." Literally, that's exactly what happened. An expert on AI with improving, hopefully, AI. And he works with Fortune 500 companies and consults on their software and that. So I want to get him on here and talk about this. Tim Dickey's with us. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you for having me on.
So am I unique in this, or is this happening more and more?
No, you are not unique. In fact, I've got two teenage daughters at home as well, and this is an ongoing conversation that we have almost every semester, especially when it comes to English courses.
Yeah, well, they can always go, you know, my dad's Tim Dickey, and he's an AI guy. They can always say that.
Oh, yeah, but it might not get him out of trouble, though.
Well, I suppose not. So we've got teachers using AI to grade papers. We've got students using AI to write papers. Where's the human factor here?
Well, that's the bigger concern, Mike. And one of the things that I've been talking about is putting guardrails in place to make sure that there's a balance as far as involvement is concerned between the teachers, the administrators, the students, and the parents. And, you know, being able to say these are the left and right limits of what acceptable use of artificial intelligence looks like from the student's perspective as well as the teacher's perspective, that's going to be key to making sure that students don't phone it in and, of course, that teachers don't use artificial intelligence as a cop-out.
Oh, see, there, I think that's a cop-out is, well, on both ends it really becomes. I'm not kidding you. My daughter, freshman in college, doing it online, has had to go all the way to the dean. It wasn't like when she brought this up, the professor said, "Oh, you're right. Yeah, I get that all the time." No, she actually fought back. And I don't know how. Who's going to win this thing? Is there any pulling back on AI at all? Do you see in the industry?
I think that pulling back is kind of like the horses are already out of the barn. We can do is we can put the right rules around its use. One of the things that we've seen, you know, in the industry is the fact that artificial intelligence today actually works as a great labor-saving tool. We've helped companies save over 500,000 hours in unnecessary repetitive task labor, in addition to unlocking $3.5 billion worth of actual quantifiable dollar value in those organizations. So going back to how we manage artificial intelligence, especially in the classroom, that's really the question of the day. And helping teachers understand that, hey, if we free you up with all this extra time, how do you reinvest that into the students?
And on the bigger picture down the line, I know artificial intelligence has been around for a long time. You can't use your GPS. Never have been able to without artificial intelligence of some kind. It's just developed more now. So here's my question, though. Here I go. Back in my day, if you wanted to know something you didn't know it, my mom and dad would say, go look it up. We had three encyclopedias, Britannica, and I forget what all. And you pull the book down, and you stand there, you go to the kitchen table with a stack of those books, and you go through and you read. Now, it's within just seconds, and you type in something. We're still reading to a point. My question is, though, with Google at our fingertips, with any information we want at our fingertips, are we going to end up, is this the end of critical thinking?
You have hit the biggest concern that I have right on the nose. And my concern at this point is I think we've dulled the edge of critical thinking. What are we going to do to sharpen that edge again? And this is where, you know, having that freedom available for the teachers to really hone in on critical thinking skills, research, and analysis, that may be where we take and we leapfrog and make AI as an enabler, as a scaffold the more important piece, because, oh, by the way, we're going back to the basics and we're making sure our students are sharp. They understand what to look for, how to evaluate that, and then use that information to their advantage.
Easier said than done. Good luck. Like you said, the horse is already out of the barn. And you're going to rein everybody in and go like, okay, we're going to hand write now, and we're going to write everything out, and you're going to have to go to the library and do some research.
Yeah. Well, that is where a lot of things are in the workforce today. And I use the analogy of being, you know, you and I are in the woods and we encounter a bear. It's not that I have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you when it comes to artificial intelligence. You know?
Yeah. Oh man. I worry. I don't know, Tim. I'm worried about the next 10 years. Cause I said this yesterday, if you look at it, just 10 years ago, we could have never thought that we'd be where we are now in all kinds of different things, both good and bad. But I mean, it seems like more of the negative side of things are taking over. Or is this just generational? Is this just like old guys have always looked back and said, you know, we're headed straight down into the toilet. We've always said that. So maybe it's just me and you. Maybe. I don't know.
No, Mike, I think that's a really relevant point. I do believe that it is a generational sea change. And I think that if we look at it from the standpoint that AI, for the most part, is, you know, neutral in how it gets applied. It's just teaching students how to properly use it. Not as a shortcut, not as a way to offload their thinking onto the computer system, but to say, look, and this is the way I've approached it with our children. You got to write it first. Use artificial intelligence to improve it after that.
Yeah. We homeschooled our four who are now, the youngest is 20. And they actually had to do cursive writing and handwrite papers. And they know how to use the library. They know all of that. Now, maybe they know some skills that are outdated, but they also can critical think. They know how to sit down and take something apart. And we used to have debates. We'd practice debating in our family. So I think, I don't know if many families are going to do that. We're kind of nerdy about it, but
Mike,
that's that.
Mike, you know what? We're on the same page. Both of our daughters are graduating because my wife chose to homeschool, and largely in part because she's European. So, I'm going to say yes, and I'm on board with using artificial intelligence in a responsible and ethical way to just further learning and development.
We got to get going. Tim Dickey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mike.